All right, next we're turning to a new report that was just released from the Oakland-based organization Muslim Advocates. It's a national civil rights organization working to guarantee freedom and justice for Americans of all faiths. The report is called Running on Hate, and it documents a very disturbing trend of a rising number of candidates running on anti-Muslim platforms. The report identifies 80 such candidates in 33 states, including California, where we rank among the highest states with the number of candidates running on this platform, running on a platform that includes an anti-Muslim sentiment, with 4. We are joined this morning by Scott Simpson. Is that, am I saying your name correctly?
That's correct. Thank
Sorry,
you for
I've got a typo on my sheet. Sorry. Thank you, Scott Simpson, for being with us this morning. Policy Advocacy Director with Muslim Advocates. So can you break down for us the bullet points of this report?
Yeah, no, thank you very much for having us on. It's especially important, you know, and we're especially proud to be on KPFA as an Oakland-based organization. It's really that with a nationwide scope that we're really proud to be on this station today. So and to be a part of your great work.
Thank you again.
Well, you're welcome. We're a nationwide civil rights organization for American Muslims, but we really truly believe in equality for all people. So obviously American Muslims are of every background and race and sexual orientation and ability and income level. And so we really truly are an intersectional organization. And one of the reasons we needed to put a report like this out was because we have to sleep with one eye open every night, because in the morning we don't know if we're going to hear about another mosque attack or another hate crime or another horrific tweet or anti-Muslim policy from the administration. And, you know, this anti-Muslim rhetoric has had real consequences in the communities we work for. And we really, really desperately want to stop the bleeding. You know, there's been this massive, an unprecedented rise in hate crimes and bigotry against Muslims. And the only precipitating factor, according to academics, is the anti-Muslim political rhetoric. And we thought it was really important to take this rhetoric seriously, to map and analyze it, to figure out who's using it, what they're saying and why, and then figure out if this is something that even really resonates with voters. We found some really disturbing trends. Some of them are easily understood and not surprising to folks. One is that anti-Muslim rhetoric has become a nationwide trend amongst candidates. We found 80, but even since the report came out, we already would have to add 2 or 3 more since then. So we're going to have to update the report already, and it's nationwide. It's in every region of the country. It's at every level of office, down from school board all the way up to governor. And it's happening in places that are progressive. It's happening in places that are conservative. And that's a very disturbing trend. But we also knew that most of the anti-Muslim candidates, even when they're really credible, even when they're elected officials, even when they have been appointed to office, even when they have an endorsement from the president, the vast majority of them are losing. And we really wanted to get under the hood and figure out why they would even engage in this really hateful rhetoric. Not only is it bad for the country, but it's also bad for them. And so we wanted to understand that.
And tell us about the findings that you came up with in the report.
Yeah, well, so we knew we were going to be define some conventional wisdom. And the conventional wisdom is that this is popular. And we know intuitively, though, that America doesn't hate Muslims. We know that the administration hates Muslims, and we know that they're in power right now and they control all the levers of government. But we knew intuitively that most American Muslims that we work for, you know, their neighbors and friends, they don't have hate in their hearts for them. And so we did a poll. We hired a GOP pollster to sort of test anti-Muslim messages that we were hearing. And the supermajorities of Americans really don't like it, and they don't like it a lot, including Republican voters. Even in hypothetical GOP primaries where we were testing a pro-Muslim message with one of the common anti-Muslim messages, even the kind of anti-Muslim messages that we thought might even have some crossover appeal, the pro-Muslim messages won. Unfortunately, there's a core set of anti-Muslim voters, it's about 15%. And that's really troubling from a national perspective. The 15% of Muslims, 15% of voters will just repeat back the most absurd conspiracy theories that are being thrown out there, the most out of touch with reality things. And from a national perspective, that's really deeply concerning. And it explains so much of the bigotry and hostility we've seen out there in the community. But from an electoral context, you can't win with that. Donald Trump clearly won using chapter and verse some of these conspiracy theories, so that Muslims are taking over the government, that there is he said Syrian refugees were a Trojan horse army. He said that Islam hates America. He said it's incompatible with the United States. And in the kind of election that Trump ran, where he had 15 candidates in a GOP field, there's a constituency for him, and that there's a way to get through. But for the vast majority of candidates, it's really a losing strategy. It also comes with backlash too. We studied every candidate we could to find out where they were at. Most of them lose. Most of them drop out. Most of them are losing GOP primaries. And, you know, to this day, you know, after mapping them all, you know, it really seems like there's only going to be maybe a couple new elected officials who are anti-Muslim out there.
Scott Simpson, public advocacy director with Muslim Advocates, we've only got a few minutes left. Can you tell us, four candidates were identified in California using an anti-Muslim platform or included anti-Muslim sentiments in their platform. Who are those candidates?
Yeah, so the most prolific is Duncan Hunter, and he's a congressman in the San Diego area, and he has run a really vitriolic campaign against his opponent, who is non-Muslim, named Kampa Najjar, and so he's calling him a member of the Muslim Brotherhood who is trying to infiltrate Congress. He's saying he's a national security threat. He's even raising the specter of Muslims taking over the schools in San Diego. And he's running an anti-Muslim campaign that is really probably the most thoroughly anti-Muslim of anyone we found in the nation.
So to your question of why politicians do this if it's not effective, Duncan Hunter is a politician who's desperate. He is under federal indictment for corruption right now, for misdirecting campaign funds for personal use. Could it just be a Hail Mary? Could that be why you're seeing so many politicians who ultimately lose their races engaging in this kind of rhetoric?
I think it's a pretty solid theory. I think we'll know a lot more after Tuesday. But what we are seeing is that when a lot of these candidates get on the ropes, and they get desperate, they do resort to these tactics. We've seen that happening in a congressional race in Virginia, where a candidate who is really on the ropes, a Republican candidate, is calling his opponent, who was once a substitute teacher at a Muslim school, as someone who taught at Terror High. And she's a CIA officer with a security clearance. It's just the absurdity of this is really crazy. But we're also seeing this at lower levels. And it could also be these folks earnestly believe what they're saying. And we definitely see that, I think, at the lower levels, too. You know, in California, you have the Ocean View School District. There's a candidate named Gracie Vandermark, who has been involved with white nationalists and anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim causes. There's a candidate for the mayor of Chula Vista named Hector Gastelum, who has also spread anti-Muslim conspiracy theories. And there's also in the 8th Congressional District, it's a Republican-on-Republican general election with someone named Tim Donnelly, who has repeated some really horrific anti-Muslim conspiracy theories, not just about Barack Obama, but has also been anti-LGBTQ, has really run a campaign based on division.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for bringing these findings to us. I'm sorry, that's all the time we have. Listeners can see the report themselves, ourselves, at muslimadvocates.org. And Scott Simpson, Public Advocacy Director with Muslim Advocates based here in Oakland, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us. Have a good day.